Kincaid and Dallas
podcast.
So you go to a hotel room and they hand you the room key. Have you ever thought, I wonder how many other doors this room key might open?
That has never crossed my mind.
I'm asking you, Dallas, because an employee at a hotel in Hartsville, South Carolina, accidentally gave a couple the key to someone else's room over the weekend. So they walk into what they think is their room. They see that there's stuff in there. That's happened to me before, but I immediately closed the door. I heard someone showering.
Now, that has happened. They have given me the key to a room that was already occupied.
Yep, and I walked out and said, sorry,
yeah.
And then walked out. That was awkward, went back downstairs. They didn't. Instead of giving this key back, they went in and took a bunch of the stuff in this room. There was no one in it. They were staying the night right next door.
Oof.
Put all of that stuff in their truck outside. Turns out the people they robbed were construction workers.
Uh-oh.
And when they got back from their job site, they saw all the stuff sitting in the truck, so they stole it back. The thieves, though, happened to be watching and decided to confront them. Hey, you're stealing our stuff. That was your stuff. Happens that the guy had a knife, and it sounds like the woman there had a stun gun. The construction workers did not have any weapons, but they had tools. One of them grabbed a 4-foot level.
Well,
and
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is heavy. You could bop somebody upside the head with it.
Police posted details on Facebook and said the level ended up, quote, getting bent. So they hit the guy pretty hard.
Oh,
we don't know
man.
What kind of charges the two of them are now facing. I mean, bad ideas all around.
Yeah, it's such bad ideas.
Well, if you're going to steal something, why did you just put it in the bed of your truck?
Yeah,
that's so stupid.
Right. Why wouldn't you put it in the back so nobody could see
right.
it in the back? I'm obviously
not on the thief side,
stupid,
but I'm just saying
criminals.
That was stupid.
Yeah.
Follow Dallas and Amanda for more thievery tips. Wait, there's more from you, Dallas.
Okay, there is a woman in Rhode Island. Her name is Gianna. She has been banned for life from Tinder. No more Tinder. After the service discovered she was using the dating app to recruit teammates for her kickball league.
Wait,
and they
rocks.
Banned her for that?
Yeah, for life.
Well, that's
for
just
life.
Silly.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
I think that's a little severe, but yeah. Anyways, they're calling her Kickball Cupid. And then she found 25 players through the app, including 18 for her team and another 7 to help fill out other rosters. And
that's impressive.
I know. She interviewed people. She used the whole Tinder thing she used to find out if they could play kickball or not.
I mean, they should have noticed when her profile said, can you dodge a wrench?
Yeah, exactly.
that's dodgeball.
Yeah, I know.
Different sport.
It's fine to invite your matches to something that you're doing, but if the purpose of your profile is to advertise your event or business, nonprofit, political campaign, contest, or to conduct research, they will delete your account.
That's silly. Oh, I feel like I should be able to use Tinder for whatever I want.
Well, Tinder says, no, you cannot. Only hookups are allowed.
It's just stupid.
Yeah, no kickball.
Now I want to play
or dodgeball.
So crazy.
Yeah.
I love both of those. I love to play kickball or dodgeball.
Yeah, kickball easily turns into dodgeball after a few beers.
Yeah, because you try to throw it at somebody and hit them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Amanda, what you got?
All right, I'm going to take you to Indiana, where a museum that has been open since 1973. It's basically it's one of those museums that's an old home. It's
uh-huh.
a historic home that they've turned into a museum. So this house has been around for way longer than the 70s, but they just opened the museum part of it in 1973. So the people who work at this museum since 1973 have been trying to open up a safe that's been in the wall of this home. So it's obviously been there for a lot longer than these 50 plus years, but they've been trying since they opened to get this safe to open up. So they finally cracked the code. Literally, they found the combination with the help from a former resident, the daughter of that person. They got a bunch of people together. They figured out what the safe was, and they opened up the safe after 50 years.
And
guess what was in it?
Nothing.
Not a single thing was in it.
No.
There was a piece of paper that had insurance information on it, but no money. 50 plus years of them trying to open this up, and there was nothing in it.
I would have left a note that said, ha ha, made you look.
That's mean. I know.
Can you imagine? They probably were so excited. They were like, we did it.
Can't wait to see what's inside.
Yeah, and there was nothing
so
in
mad.
It. Me too.
Well,
you know what? At least their curiosity was satisfied.
Yeah, at least they got an answer.
Yeah.
50 years in the making, but whatever.
It took a while.
The disappointment.
Yeah. I know, but wait, there's more.
A monkey wearing a diaper has escaped from its owner while they were shopping at the Dollar General.
Oh, no.
Okay, first of all, who takes a monkey into the DG?
That's, you know, that's
your
question,
isn't why does it have a diaper? Your question is why is it going into...
That happens a lot.
So it doesn't poop all over the place. That's why.
Yeah. Shopping companion.
I don't know that you can do that, though. Go ahead, Garrett. I'm sorry.
No, here.
You're not sorry.
Police in Texas are asking the public to be on the lookout for a 7-month-old capuchin monkey that escaped from its owner while they were shopping at Dollar General. Its owner is named Lawrence. He went into the store to get a bottled water for the monkey. Said, this is for my pet monkey, while they were checking out. She goes outside, is going to go feed the monkey. The monkey bites its owner and then runs off into the woods.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
After they just bought him a water.
I know.
You know by now his diaper needs to be changed.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just saying.
That's the dirty.
He probably ripped it off.
Dallas, would you please look at the message we have here? I'm sorry, Garrett, just to make sure. I think I'm hallucinating. Make sure I'm reading the right thing. Garrett, I'm sorry. Okay. Continue.
The monkey is named Boss. He's 7 months old, and he's training to become a service animal. I don't know. He's not doing so hot so far.
No, that makes me sad.
And now Texas State Police are working to safely capture the fugitive monkey. They've even set up a trap with some bananas.
Oh.
So they're hoping to lure the monkey into a cage.
Well, go look on the interstate. Please read this message, Dallas.
It's Greg. Greg texted and said, sent us a message. I met a truck driver once with a monkey in a diaper.
Oh.
So, all right. I knew a guy who had a pet monkey.
Oh, no. Where? And, growing up?
No, this was someone I actually knew later in life, and it bit him. They had to get rid of it because it went crazy on the guy who owned it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know that he kept a diaper on him or not, but
they'll turn on you.
Yeah.
I mean, as well trained as they are sometimes, you know. There was that. Remember the story of that woman years ago? The awful story.
Yeah.
She was severely injured.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
She had to have like a face transplant.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yes, she did. Bad. That no is joke. So true. Never was, trust a monkey.
That was a chimpanzee.
It was.
It was.
This was a capuchin, which is smaller.
So am I thinking the one that you see when you see the they're like the tiny ones, right? The ones that like they cause all sorts
capuchins
of problems.
Are like Night at the Museum.
Yeah, that's the one. Perfect.
They ride the dog. Mm-hmm. You ever seen that, like at the rodeo?
There's
a little dog at the rodeo, and the monkey rides his back with a little cowboy hat on.
I was in the bathroom during that. Cute. I'm mad.
But wait, that's all.
In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.